You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jordan. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hi, this is Tasha Vandy. You said date of birth 12/180.
Lane, are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay, and are you currently calling from a safe location or a safe area?
Actually, I'm in my car. My husband is the one who needs the roadside assistance. He's with me now, but we need to get his car towed from where it's at to the car place.
Okay, and can you please provide me with your first and last name again?
Tasha Vandy, T-A-S-H-A, last name V-A-N-D-Y.
And can you please provide me with a good callback phone number just in case the phone line is disconnected?
216-358-5083.
And again, that's 216-358-5083.
Yeah, and can I give you my husband's number too, so if they need to call him?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a, well, which phone number would you, did you want to receive text messages on today?
Yeah, you could give, huh?
Oh, did you want to receive text messages today?
No. You want it? Yeah, he said yeah, on his phone, not mine.
What's his phone number?
216-527-4214.
And again, that's 216-527-4214?
Yes.
Okay. And message and data rates may apply. And give me just a moment. Let me notate your number. And can you please verify the address that's associated with your policy?
421 East 274th Street. Euclid, Ohio, 44132.
And what's the year, make, model, and color of the vehicle that you need assistance with?
2018
Volkswagen Tiguan. Okay, and what's the reason that you're needing assistance on today?
His car stalled on his stop. He think it's his alternator. We tried to jump it, but it wouldn't hold. So it just cut off on the highway.
Okay, and is the vehicle currently in an open area?
Yes.
And have there been any type of modifications done to make it sit lower to the ground?
You said, has it been what?
Any type of modifications done to make the vehicle sit
lower?
No.
Okay.
No. Can the vehicle go into neutral?
Yes.
And do you know if it's a four-wheel drive or a standard two-wheel drive?
No, it's four-wheel drive. It's an SUV, four-wheel drive.
Okay, and is the service the result of an accident?
No, no accident. It just cut off for me.
Okay, and will someone be with the vehicle when they come to pick it up, or will it be unattended?
Unattended.
Okay, and due to it being unattended, you would have to waive your liability rights, meaning if anything happens to the vehicle before they arrive to pick it up, then they will be responsible for it. And you will also have to leave the vehicle unlocked and leave the keys inside of the vehicle.
Well, that's too late because we're not there.
Okay, because they would need the keys to tow it.
Because it automatically locks anyway, and then, yeah.
How long would it be for somebody to get there if I had to go back?
Well, as of right now, we don't have a time frame until we speak with the service providers, so they would give us their time frame, and then that's when they'll send the text message to your phone with their information.
Okay.
All right, so you just want to set it up that you would meet them there with the keys?
Yeah, I have to just do that.
Okay.
Do what?
And do you know which interstate or freeway is located off of, or which, by which exit?
It's by Willoughby. It say Willoughby O on 271.
Willoughby.
On the far right lane, right before.
It's right after the Bishop exit, coming from 90, but going around 271. So as soon as they turn the 271 bend, going right before Mayfield.
And what's the city and state that it's located in?
Willoughby.
Willoughby.
Okay, so the city is Willoughby. And is it going on, like, which direction, like north, south, east, or west?
It's going south.
Talking about the way where the car cut off at?
Yeah, which way is it going? South.
South, yes, south.
Okay, so it's going south. Okay, when I put in Willoughby, it's placing me by an area called Bedford. And
Bedford.
I exit 23. He said, what's what's the name of the last
it's before
Bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P. Bishop is on, that's on 90, though, but you got to go 90 to 271. So 90 east to 271 south. Once you go around that bend to go 271 south, it'll be right there.
Okay, let me try to look it up by the 90 east to see if that'll work.
Is it? And what is it doing? It's able to show you where the vehicle is exactly?
No, we just have to map, like, get an idea of where it's at, because it doesn't show us exactly where it is. And Willoughby, Ohio. Okay, he said as soon as you go around this bend. Let me see if this will.
Yeah, it's going right around the bend of the bridge. Yeah. So I would have kept in the left lane, I would have been going towards Willoughby, but you go right.
Okay, I see Highland Road, Wilson Mills. So it's showing Willoughby on the map.
And
I see an Eddie
Road.
Yeah,
that's what Eddie Road was earlier. Yeah, that was earlier.
So you already passed that?
Yeah, I've been past Eddie Road. I was on my way to work. I work at a Hoosier Hospital University.
Okay, I see the next road coming up is White Road. Well, that's a bridge over it. And I see a Highland Road.
That's that bridge. That's the bridge I'm under on the far right lane.
Well,
far
White
right
Road
lane,
is,
I'm sorry. The bridge.
Where White Road is.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just a moment. It's not.
That's on the freeway.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's on the freeway.
Okay.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay.
park behind your car so you can see the traffic.
Okay, and do you have the address for where you'd like to have the vehicle taken to?
Yes, I have it right here.
Okay, you can provide it to me whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. The address is going to be called Eastside Volkswagen. It's the address is 28400 Chardon Road, Willoughby Hills, Ohio, 44092.
Okay, and again, that's 28400 Chardon Road in Willoughby Hills, Ohio, 44092?
Yes, uh-huh. It's okay. Eastside Mazda Volkswagen, uh-huh.
And are they aware of your vehicle's arrival on today?
No, I'm about to call them soon. I get to work here. They open up at 9. I'm about to call them when I'm done with you to let them know.
Okay. Because I would need
Because I had an appointment. Huh?
Because I would need to know that the vehicle's coming there, or have you already spoken with them previously?
Yeah, Thursday I had an appointment for oil change anyway, so.
Okay.
And then this happened.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and reach out to the service provider for you. Once I'm able to secure someone, you will receive a text message with their name, number, and estimated time of arrival. And again, that text message should be going to 216-527-4214.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and is there anything else I may do to assist you as of right now?
No, that'll be all.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, and you have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.